Hey. Sounding pretty good there, man. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Michael Intiman, and I host a show every Sunday called Noise Pollution, where we hang out and listen to some music that will help you relax and think about other times you were hanging out and relaxing with friends. We listen to everything from live music to jam bands and progressive rock while talking about who's on tour or what tour that song just came from. That's every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 on the only station that's making waves, WHFR. I think...
Attention licensed practical nurses. Are you looking for a convenient way to earn your RN degree? Do you need the flexibility of a program who recognizes you for your previous hard work as an LPN? Here's great news. Henry Ford College has exactly what you're looking for with their Advancement LPN to RN Bridge program. You can advance your career and become a licensed registered nurse. Want more info? Give us a call at our School of Health and Human Services at 313-845-9877. That's 313-845-9877.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists. Good evening, everybody. It is a little after 5 p.m. I am Michael Intiman, filling in for Scott Boatwright, where I think he's actually in France right now. I don't know. The last time I checked in with him, he's somewhere in Europe right now, checking out some music, posting a lot of good stuff. But anyways, I'm filling in for him. This is live in Studio J, and Studio J with me is Flying Caterpillar. Can you guys hear me in there?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So the equipment's working. You guys are from the Metro Detroit area. You're kind of, well, how would you describe your music? Is it jazz fusion, jam?
Kind of, yeah, jam, fusion, elements of different styles, blues and reggae, and funk.
Cool world music.
Okay, well, rock. Let's. How about we get into some music? Good. All right, take it away.
attention. Where's it come from? It could be anyone. We'll be right back.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. That's Flying Caterpillar. For some odd reason, I can't say the word caterpillar. It sounds weird every time I say it. Am I the only one that's hearing that?
It's that extra R. You're just not sure if you're supposed to say it or not.
Yeah, that's what it is. The Flying Caterpillar. They're in live from Studio J. That song was called Who's Calling My Name. And how long have you guys been playing together?
Well, in some configuration, my brother and I have been playing together since probably 15, 14, somewhere in there. But
20.
We've been jamming in this configuration for probably almost a year.
Yeah, about almost a year.
I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, year in August.
Okay. And they can find more information about you guys at on Facebook, the typical social media, and you have a YouTube channel. That's where they can find your music, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long, you guys said you were brothers, how long have you been playing like instruments? And were you raised playing instruments?
Well,
our life, yeah, pretty much.
We have, our dad plays guitar and cousins and uncles and yeah, just a lot of music in the family. So it kind of rubbed off.
Some lessons when we were kids and
piano lessons.
Yeah, and band. Then figuring stuff out on our own and then taking lessons again. And yeah, in the family all plays something. Everybody.
Okay, what about the drummer over there? How long have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing, I guess it'd be since middle school, so 10 years or so, 15. Okay. I've been playing with Kenny for, the last year and a half. These three actually have been playing together a long time. I'm a new addition to the crew, but these guys, the reason they have so much chemistry together is because they've been doing it for a while. They're really good, so I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you, Josh.
That's you're the missing drummer, man.
And was it always Flying Caterpillar, or did that name come along when Josh came along?
Yeah, that came along when Josh came along. We wanted to do something fresh and new, and a lot of the materials, some of it's newer. So, it was a long text thread of different ideas, and then that one kind of flew by, and a couple names came out after that, and then a couple people backtracked and went, hey, that's kind of clever, so let's use it.
All right, so there is no, hidden story behind the name?
Well, it's the caterpillar doesn't need to go through a grand transformation to fly. It just does it. It doesn't go through a grandstand of making a big deal about it.
There we go. That's the answer
exactly
I was looking for.
A meaning to it.
Yeah. All right. So how about we get into some more music here? This one's going to be called The Falling.
Perfect.
All
yeah.
Right.
It actually requires some tuning.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Do what you guys got to do.
Thank you.
up in the morning, you're lying right next to me. I ask you how you're feeling, baby, you smile so beautifully. Kiss me back on my cheek. You make me so happy, baby, that all I want is free.
Pick me up a bit of your love. Break me up a bit of your love. Break me up a bit of your love.
WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. That's Flying Caterpillar with Break Me Off. Yeah, just Break Me Off. I almost said Break Me Off a Piece of Your Love. But you guys have been playing together for about a year now. And how often do you guys get together to kind of rehearse or try out some new sounds?
It's about once a week.
Weekly. Yeah. Thursdays.
We got the day job thing and, you know. So
the whole life thing.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of times we get together and... a lot of the block, we end up just kind of hanging out, and I mean, we jam a lot too. But you know, sometimes it's just downloading from work, and then get jamming and hang out a little bit.
Yeah. But if you noticed in the last 20 years or so, we cancel way less practices. So once a week's actually a good number to go for.
It's consistent. It works.
Uh-huh.
Things are getting serious then, huh?
Yeah.
I don't like it when you put it that way.
So do you guys have any recordings or anything? Upcoming or any dates coming out, like the shows that you're going to be playing?
No, we are going to try and get some Halloween shows, and in a former incarnation we did Ghostbusters, so we could always revive something like that.
But
definitely we're looking to we've been working a lot to craft what we're working on in the basement, and try and get some songs and go in between songs and stuff like that. But we're going to try and get out more pretty soon.
Yep.
The Ghostbusters thing, I'm not gonna let that slide. Like, what's going on? What, you guys dressed up as Ghostbusters?
Well,
and did
no,
a show or
we did Ghostbusters at a show. I did a different Halloween show where we dressed up like P-Funk, and the other guitar player even was the diaper guy and wanted to do the rubbing elbows thing, which I didn't want to participate in. So but no, we didn't we just played Ghostbusters, but we had you know,
different, you know, two people doing that with harmonies, and it was kind of cool.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What time is it right now? 5:24. Do you guys want to get in some more music?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. So what's this one called? Spaz? I'm not trying to say that insulting.
Spaz, that's right.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the name of the song.
Well, yep. It's what it is. Say it's what I am, but...
Yeah, we're a room full of spazzes. It's okay.
Yes. Thank you.
I go back to work today and every day but yesterday. Will I ever get a break? Hopefully before I break. I wish that I was off today and every day but yesterday.
Flying Caterpillar with Not Yesterday, and before that was Spaz on the only station that's making waves. We are live from Studio J. I am Michael Intiman, filling in for Scott Boatwright, and I have to say, man, I love the way you guys sound. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how does the songwriting process go for you guys? Does one person kind of do it, or is it kind of like a group effort that everything gets stewed together?
Can I hop in here?
Yes, please.
Well, for the most part, the person you hear singing is the one who wrote the song. So you'll hear Brian do one and Matt do one, and Kenny's going to do one now in a second. So,
okay. Yeah, and there are ideas that come to the table sometimes that aren't, you know, necessarily completed, and other people will say, hey, maybe we should take this part and do that a second time. Or, you know, so there's, it is, yeah, you know, not everything comes to the table fully etched in stone.
Okay. Who are some influences for you guys' music? Like when you guys did the sound check, I know you did a Dead tune, so...
Yeah, we all have some interest in the Dead, some more than others, and
Fish, Moe, Cheese, you know, yes. Humphries,
Talking Heads,
Jimi Hendrix,
classical, and
Floyd, Nomar, Zappa,
Floyd, Zappa,
some Joe Pass, you know, anything out there that's, you know, intriguing to
Radiohead,
the mind.
Radiohead.
Yeah, Radiohead's pretty Radiohead. Awesome too.
What'd you guys think of that concert?
Yes,
I did not go. No, I was kind of surprised that they weren't the Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, on a Sunday, yeah. it was a good show. It was just kind of had that Sunday somber feel.
Yeah, well, that's better than. Yeah, anyway, so
back to work.
Yeah, back to work. Right, we could talk about Radiohead all day.
Sunday for a concert, but yeah, same
thing.
But. Man, I completely lost my train of thought here. Musical influences, that's what we were talking about. Is there specific, What kind of music did you listen to growing up? Did that kind of have an influence in what you play today, or is that completely different spectrum?
I would think so. Yeah. Well, it depends. You know, at a certain point, you go from, in my growing up, go from like the Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue, and then you get into, you know, classic rock. There's probably some rap and heavy metal in between, but once you discover the classic rock, and then it, if that can lead you to funk and jazz and blues and everything else, you're kind of set free at that point. Yeah. Especially if you can, you know, get some Beethoven or something else in there, you know.
I started with the 60s vinyl, set from the 70s, mostly vinyls, that kind of stuff, old school. So okay. I started from there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was. Like, my parents grew up, raised me listening to, like, Hendrix and stuff like that. But, I mean, one of my first concerts was Backstreet Boys, so I've come a long ways from that.
Yeah, they were just on tour, so.
Oh, I missed it? Man, that's unfortunate.
They do lots of improv now, so.
Yeah, my musical taste has evolved a little more artistic form, let's put it that way.
Excellent.
But, basically, we just grew up listening to the radio. So that's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah. 94.7 oldies and whatnot. What was the name of their? Not WRCJ, but
I don't know.
What was 105.1? Whatever they were. They were awesome.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember them before Magic.
Yep.
Yeah, something I can't remember though. I know what you're talking about though. Detroit radio isn't what it used to be. WQR
something. They were great.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Oh,
the classical QRS.
QRS. Yep. There we go. Yeah, I figure we're some radio people. We might know.
Right, I kind of figured.
Yeah, so one of us is going to know something sooner or later. All right, so how about we get into some more music?
All right.
All right, this one's called Madness.
Madness.
Don't care, yeah.
Don't care?
Yeah, don't care, I think, is first.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go into Don't Care.
Maybe I didn't write it on there.
No, it's all right.
I don't care.
Where's the count? Don't care.
should have said, I guess it's too late now. There's something loose inside your head, and I need to be checked out. I guess it's too late now, it needs to be checked out. Guess it's too late now.
Flying Caterpillar on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM, and that song was called Don't Care. And is there any, or what's the inspiration behind some of the songwriting here? Is any of it directed at anybody, or are there specific instances where you're just like, you know what, this situation is kind of good inspiration for a song?
I think that one was just in general about those arguments you can't win, so you just don't care. Like, no matter which way I try to go, it's never the way out. You know, you try to appease the person you're arguing with, or you, no matter what you try to do, you just can't get away from the dispute.
No, I know what you mean. Because that sounded like it came from a personal experience. It's had some heart to it.
A couple, yeah.
Just a little. You should explain this next one.
Yeah, what's the next one here?
The next one
or is, I don't know.
Let's hear a story.
Madness.
Pure madness. Kenny's got some.
Kenny wrote this next one.
Wild imagination.
Yeah.
Yep, he had a dream one night.
Oh, are we allowed to ask more about it? Is it air appropriate? I should probably
know.
Ask that first.
Yeah, probably not so much.
he was feeling happy at a party, and things were looking weird.
Things escalated.
Yes, he was listening to the Beatles song about Lucy, and
I hear you.
And he, you know, had an adventure with some.
It's a crazy
Ewoks and stuff.
That's the best way to put it, I think. You know. So let's get into some madness here. Let's hear more about that.
Thank you.
off with my mind. And I cannot stop this madness. It's been lasting for some time.
WHFR .fm, the only station that's making waves. That was Madness from Flying Caterpillar, and you can find more music from them on their YouTube channel. Their Facebook page has some information about them, and probably find some upcoming dates and stuff whenever those come around, that sort of thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. We got about 9 minutes left. You guys can probably play into, you know, after that, you know, as long as you pretty much want, because we only got one song left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go ahead and cut us off if we keep playing. You know, just change the channel or whatever.
No. We'll just keep. You guys can play as long as you want, and whenever you stop, that's when I'll start the next show. So I'm in charge here. So it's cool.
Nice.
All right. Big thank you to Alan Contino. I keep forgetting to thank him the past few weeks because he's the person that's making everything sound so great here. Big thank you to Flying Caterpillar for coming into the studio. And what's the last song that we're going to be let out with?
Talking Lizard.
Yep, Talking Lizard, we'll go with that.
All right. Thank you guys again. You guys are welcome back at any time.
All right, thanks for having us out.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ever seen a talking lizard?
Lizard.
Got one sitting right up in my room. And all you gotta do is sit and listen.
Listen.
Maybe he will say a thing or two. Water bowl, my lizard said to me, 'cause I just ate a big black fly and I need something to drink. It started peeling, lives behind the blinds, and if you'd put him in my cage, I know he'd taste divine.
Lizard.
Have you ever seen a talking lizard?
Lizard.
Got one sitting right up in my room. And all I gotta do is sit and listen.
Listen.
Maybe he will say a thing or two. Problem, said one afternoon, there's something happening to my skin and I think I'll lose it soon. My skin had started peeling all around the tail, and I've tried so hard to keep it on, but up till now I failed. Have you ever seen a talking lizard? Got one sitting right up in my room. And all you gotta do is sit and listen. Maybe we'll say a thing or two. Think it's crazy, but he's more than a pet. I tell him all the same things that I would tell my friends. He bobs his head and listens. He offers me advice. I hope I'm always there for all the times he speaks his mind. Have you ever seen a talking lizard? Got one sitting right up in my room. And all you gotta do is sit and listen. Maybe he'll say a thing or two.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists. And good evening, everybody. I am Michael Intiman, and you are listening to Live from Studio J. And in the studio with us, all the way from Ann Arbor, all the way as if that's like more than an hour away, we have Once United. They're here in the studio with us to talk to us about their upcoming album, which is released next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. So I'm not going to try to describe your guys' music. So how about we go ahead and start jamming?
Awesome.
All right, go ahead.
That's good. This isn't quite a jam song, but it's called Cracks in New York City, and Ryan did just get back from New York City just a few hours ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was stepping on those cracks earlier.
Took a taxi